This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
This is Damian Lemon from the In the Conversation podcast. And before I start, I just want to say it's important for you to vote yesterday. Very important. We need you to vote yesterday. If this is today and you didn't vote yesterday, you played yourself. You fucked up. But it is imperative that you vote yesterday. And back to the show.
Play the theme music.
Time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
Yo, this is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation.
The pod kizzast.
I had to do my PSA. I hope I ain't do it too late. I mean, everybody out
here. They just not getting that PSA, brother.
Everybody out here PSAing.
I mean, this everybody's involved. They got it going. I mean, it's at the place where people are involved in the process.
Did you vote?
Yes, I voted.
There you go.
Of course I voted.
Of course.
I voted twice. No, I didn't. Nah, I voted. But it was anticlimactic though, you know what I'm saying?
Because, no sticker.
No, I got the sticker. I got the sticker in my pocket right here. But you know, with all the high profile campaigns, you know what I'm saying? Beto in Texas, Gillum, you know what I'm saying? They was at FAMU with Puff Daddy and the family and everybody and you know, Stacey Abrams in Georgia.
Yeah.
We got Cuomo.
Feel like you were the outer market.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you know what I'm saying? Like, my shit ain't popping. My vote wasn't popping.
All the headliners went somewhere else.
My vote wasn't popping, man. But I went ahead and did it. I voted, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, I did my part to, you know, take back the house or whatever, mm-hmm. whatever the fuck we campaigning for out here right now. However that affects the 2020 situation, I, you know, play yeah. my little part of shit. Which is it's so crazy how amped up it's gotten.
Oh, it's lit.
You know what I'm saying?
People been wanting this for 2 years. They've been ready. These are the midterms, or these right. were.
I mean, you know, it's like the momentum, the swell, you know what I'm saying? I got a call from my cousin. He's like, yo, man, I was out collecting the rent last night. You know, mm-hmm. it's in the hood. And it got dark, and the little white girls was out there knocking on doors, trying to get people to vote.
Mm.
Like, man, what's going on, man? Break this shit down for me, so I need what I need to do.
Dire measures.
You know what I'm saying? So I had to break down the whole voting process. You know what I'm saying? Of what's going on. You know, to somebody who wasn't really paying attention to it, but realizes that shit, this might be important.
Right,
motherfuckers out here in the middle of the night canvassing and shit.
It's changing the landscape.
This shit is a problem. What's happening?
Yeah.
So.
Well, so we see. Hopefully it did something. Hopefully, I mean, this is the day of reckoning. You find out. Hopefully some shit shifted. You know, if your team won, say, hey. If it didn't.
I mean, everybody, it seemed like, you know, the numbers probably, you know, I'm sure the numbers swole to, you know, something crazy. For a midterm election, I'm sure the watch parties are going to be crazy. I think I'm going to opt out of the watch party scenario.
Mm.
We did one at the Casablanca for the Trump election.
At what time did you leave?
I mean, when it got sad, you know what I'm saying? Because okay. you couldn't really leave because it started to get sad, but you didn't want to. You was trying
to be the first one.
Yeah, you was trying to, you know what I'm saying, stay with the group and make sure everybody was okay. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
It wasn't to rally. It was just more to commiserate. Like,
yeah, like, just, you know what I'm saying? It started to look like it was going to be a problem, and mm-hmm. everybody started. It went from a party to a, you know what I'm saying, a memoriam or some shit. And it got sad. You know, I wanted to leave once it started to get sad. But, you know, you had to stay with your comrades to kind of, you know, like, hey, man, this is not the end of the world, man. Mm-hmm. You know, we just got to do our part in the ground. You know what I'm saying? And the president, you know, he don't affect the local. So we got to do our parts on the ground.
Mm.
So, you know, it turned into that. But it was a sad night.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be interesting tonight, you know, watch some of these returns. I think it's going to, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be. I'm not, I hate to say I'm not as emotionally invested as people that I know.
You in the out of market?
No, I mean, I feel, look, kind of with this just, one. I mean, we in New York like a motherfucker.
It's all important. Like all of the seats in the house, all the Senate seats are important. So, you know, it just didn't have a high profile. Social media in the black Twitterverse. The black universe of social media.
We're going to see. I would really like to see Stacey Abrams win, though.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
I would like to see that one jump off. That would be dope. It'd be dope to see Gillian. Be dope to see old Beto. Beto, like, I got on the Beto late. It felt like I'm a hype beast.
I don't know nothing about Beto. I only said that shit because I was talking about it earlier, and I saw maybe LeBron had on a Beto hat or some shit.
Beyonce put out a little Beto dancing gif.
Oh, wow.
You know, so that's the endorsement.
He got burned.
Yeah.
Oh, she from Texas, though.
Yeah.
She from Texas.
Travis Scott was at his rally. You know, so he out there.
Okay.
Doing what he could do.
Right,
we'll see what's what. Yeah, that was it. I went voted. These motherfuckers ain't have no stickers, you know. And NASA, I want you to keep your sticker. But they didn't have any stickers, and they never have stickers. But then the funny shit is, you ask, what's up with the stickers? You know, you ain't asked because this has been the fourth election, third election. I've been here, got no proof.
You come here for the sticker, or did you come here to do your civic duty?
A little bit of both.
It was an old lady at the door with her sticker. She had corralled a bunch of them, made sure you got it.
Oh, that's cool.
Because she knew that was the highlight. She was like, hey, got the stickers over here now. You got the sticker. You got your sticker now. You know what I mean? So it's funny to watch everybody's stickers from all over, you know, like the different designs and shit.
Right.
Like we got this, what's this, a Subway?
Mm-hmm.
And then Georgia got the peach.
Oh, it's the peach, yeah.
And then, but Chicago, they had like the club wristbands as they outvoted joints.
Oh, no sticker?
Yeah, it was like they got like wristbands on their shit.
Interesting.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Interesting.
Yeah. I want you to hold on to that for
a little
second.
Merch, voter merch.
Voter merch.
Yeah.
And then, everybody else had the Plain Janes. But it was interesting to watch all of the different voting cultures on the one day.
Because
usually it'd be elections going on. And you see your socially responsible friends voting in different markets, and it don't be your turn to vote.
Mm-hmm.
So it's funny to watch it all happen at once.
Yeah, it's been cool. It's interesting though with these like vote early places.
Mm-hmm.
To that point, vote early. Maybe I'm not in the vote early state, so I don't know what the energy is like in those states.
You can vote early here, can't you?
No, I don't think so. I could be wrong, but I don't think so.
That. Go ahead.
But anyway. It feels like you didn't participate. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's off. It's random as fuck. Everybody voting on election day. You voted on the Wednesday before election day. You know,
that momentum going.
I almost don't believe that one.
No, don't take no chances, man. They want that shit to work.
Yeah.
You know, get it in.
Yeah, man. Anyway. So that was that, man. I felt like, you know, honestly, once I did that, I felt like that was it for the day. You know what I mean? Everything else is gravy.
No,
I did my civic duty early. Wasn't too many motherfuckers too. It wasn't a long ass line. I thought it was gonna be a lot to contend.
What time you went in?
By 11:30.
Oh, that's late. Niggas at work.
Yeah, I guess so.
The other what time voters did you go? I went right before I came here, so I already knew I wasn't going early in the morning.
Okay. I didn't even think about it.
And
like
dealing
that.
With you know, cause the voting spot right across the street from my house.
Oh okay.
So you know what I'm saying?
So you could watch it from outside.
Now, they do it on the other side of the building, but I could go in through the door on my side of the street. But I know the people who got to go to work go early. They do that, you know, 7. They start lining up 7 in the morning, shit like that.
Yeah. The polls open at 6.
Yeah, I'm going to wait till everybody go to work and do all that. I'm going to just stroll on in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Definitely do it before they get off work.
Oh, because that's what it's going to get ugly. You know, that's what it's going to look like Mega Millions.
Right, so, you know, I do it in the, you know, the moth hours.
We were having a conversation where we were talking about, now, if you could vote through your phone, do you feel like that would impact the election significantly at all? Or, for whatever reason, I mean, it sounds like if people could vote through their phone, there would be way more engagement. But I think it'll be about the same level. Maybe 10% more. I don't think it's going to get any more significant than that.
The scamming will get better. The scamming will get bigger and broader.
Yeah, it would have to.
You know what I'm saying? Who vote? You know what I'm saying? What, you got to do your fingerprint to vote? I don't know.
Maybe that's how they do it. Who knows?
I don't know. That sounds like a scam.
Matt, you voted? You absentee, huh?
No, I voted.
You went up. You went to the house, or you?
I'm registered in New York.
Oh, I didn't know.
I voted in the primaries. I voted today.
Oh, okay. How'd you feel about it? You felt good?
I mean, I don't like Cuomo, but he's the lesser of two evils.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah. There's nothing really exciting, but you just got to do it.
Yeah. That's what it was in New York. Just got to do it.
He's got to do it.
It was responsibility. It wasn't Superfly.
I couldn't. It's not like I could even vote for Alexandra Ocasio.
Yeah.
That would have at least been. Oh, I'm voting for someone I'm excited about.
Right.
But no.
Who was that?
She's the 29-year-old who was
about Queens, right?
Or yeah, what? She's in Queens. She's a scientist. She's 29 years old, and she beat. In the primary, she beat the incumbent, who was one of the Democratic, a favorite to maintain.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
good for her.
Yeah.
I'm excited for her.
True indeed. She wasn't in my district.
Nah, wasn't in my district either, but hopefully she going to do it. I think she going to be all right. It seems like it's a lot of fanfare.
No doubt. Once you get that burn on the internet, buddy.
It's like rap.
You out of here.
Start popping.
You out of here once you get that fame on the net, boy.
I'm like, wait a minute. That's what I was looking at. I was looking at some of them, like Gilliam and what's the guy he was going against? Rick Ford or something like that? Or whomever, somebody. I was looking at both of their like Twitter followers. Mm-hmm. And Gilliam was like 450,000. Other kid about 40,000.
Yeah, man.
I was like, well, let's see how this shit translates.
Right, right. Yeah, that's when it really, really counts, you know what I'm saying? Because the star power will get you that burn, will get you the people paying attention.
Yeah, but
then will the motherfuckers go vote?
Right.
For real, for real. Right. They'll go to a concert. They need the polls. Oh, yeah, they need the polls at the concert.
Get your t-shirt to be hot.
The polls need to be at the club.
Until you lose.
You know what I mean? And then, you know, so he got the burn.
Yeah.
I think they learned from Keisha.
Yeah, he got a nice little collect. He got a nice little rollout.
Because once Keisha did it,
mm-hmm.
once Keisha got the little celebrity burn and turned a local election into a national conversation,
mm-hmm.
that played a big difference.
And he had Barack come out.
Yeah.
Barack been on. I like saying Barack. Stacey, I'm conflicted.
Who Stacey had Barack come out, I know.
Both of them had Barack
come Barack, well,
Barack came out for Andrew. Okay, yeah, he came out to Florida. He came. He's back. He out. He popping out.
He on tour.
He doing verses. Him and Oprah, they doing verses right now. Yeah, man, just for a second.
You know what I'm saying?
It's weird to see Obama. He conflicted. You know what I mean? Because it's like, damn, they go Obama. That's presidential. That's how it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to, you know what I mean? Like, it's, you can't go back, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, damn, this is what it used to be. This is how presidents once were. And it's good to see, like, a little glimpse of that.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, we over here still.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's cool, you can pop up and throw a nice 16 and shit.
Right.
But we know you're leaving. We know you're leaving. Come with no show up with no blazer or who I don't know who is ironing Obama's white shirts, but them shits is crisp than a motherfucker. Them shits is super crisp. Shout out to the cleaners.
You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, I seen some of the Obama like clips of it. I haven't watched the Oprah speech, but I heard she killed it. You know, and it's funny, like again, they doing these verses, you know, they've been away for a bit. And, you know, Oprah's always been Oprah. But when Oprah, one of the best things that Oprah did was she left for a while. She let y'all miss her a little bit. So when she pop up, it's a little bit more poignant. It's a little bit more of a moment. And she'll remind people why she's Oprah, you know, because you forget. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's Oprah. I remember back in, oh, shit. Damn. She's a dynamic speaker. That is profound. Yeah. I'm inspired. I'm engaged. That's Oprah.
Yeah, that's Oprah. I mean, that's what she do.
Get paid.
I want to see how this shit play out.
We'll see what happens.
Because, you know, this is a a heavy load. If it all works out one way, that'll be a big ass shift that happened all within
one night.
A midterm election. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that it, you know what I'm saying? And I've been saying along for a while that, you know, they it seems like, you know, they're trying to get people more engaged into the political landscape of America, into the, you know, the process of being American.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think people had checked out for a long time, and then once you got, you know, the Tea Party and then Obama and, then, you know, of course, Trump and the MAGA crew, I think everybody has been activated. You know what I'm saying? I think they've reached, they got the—
all, you know, the factions.
The immigrants, the blacks, the whites, the low-level whites, the low-level blacks. Everybody's involved. Like, everybody got something to say. So I think for America, that process, I think they bringing that process back.
It's like the Warriors.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, motherfuckers wasn't fucking with that. Like, motherfuckers get up, go to work, pay their taxes if they can. And, you know what I'm saying, go home, you got shit to worry about. They wasn't too much, everybody wasn't just into the process of, you know, being American and voting and talking about issues and shit after work and, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's true. So, you know, shout out to all of the political pundits. Shout out to the news people, the, you know, because the news had to lean in. I'm sure on both sides, the news has been dramatic than a motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like, they really go hard. So they, you know, they've been stressing this shit. Like, the news don't even just present the news no more. You know what I mean? News used to be like, this is what happened, story at 11. Now news is like, nigga, so what you gonna do?
Right.
You upset yet? Are you upset, nigga? Right. You sitting on the couch watching this shit, nigga? I mean, These niggas killed your cuz.
And you ain't gonna do shit?
Come on.
You acting like a real bitch right
Come
now.
Come on, nigga, shit. This is MSNBC. We'll be right back after these. But yeah, man, we're gonna see if it's been transformative. It feels good. I hope so. It'd be great for morale.
But see, that's what happened with me earlier today. I was like, yeah, this feels good. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at, you know, Diddy and everybody at FAMU doing the thing, and, you know, Tiffany Haddish and
that
Will,
was today.
That was last night.
Okay.
Will Packer and Kenny Burns. Everybody had, you know, flew the private jets to FAMU to rally behind Gillum. You know what I'm saying? The students, of course, having a, like, that's a big ass deal. That shit dropped down on your campus.
Wait, they did it on the campus?
They did it, yeah, at the fucking
on the set,
the basketball arena.
That's hard.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So to have all those, that conversation on your campus during this time,
right?
You know what I'm saying? That's like a big deal. So, you know, I went to FAM, so I'm connected to that shit. You know what I'm saying? A lot of my people live in Atlanta, so we connected to the Stacey Abrams shit, but I was like, man, this is all too, you know what I'm saying? It's like all one-sided because, you know, on your algorithm, you're only going to get one side.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like all your people. So it just feels like, oh, it's going down.
It's a landslide.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, hold up, let me just search the MAGA hashtag and see how they feeling. You know what I'm saying? See if they nervous or what. You know what I'm saying? But go on their side, they confident as ever, too. They like, shit. I'm like, shit.
This shit might be...
This shit might be a scenario.
Stay tuned.
You know what I mean? But you start watching your own timeline, and it's like, yo, you know, you feel like everybody feel like you. Not.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You go out there and search some of the mother hashtags and end up on the other side of the rabbit hole.
All right. Well,
look. See.
Since it's today and this is yesterday, let's make some bold predictions. Matt, what you got? Who you thinking? You thinking who you think is going to win what?
I think Democrats take the House. Republicans probably keep the Senate. Although, I think Beto has a chance. Ultimately, not that much is going to change, really. I think it's, if the Democrats take the House, it'll probably be a narrow margin. I'm just really hoping that if Beto can win and all the Democrats can hold their seats, which I'm not convinced Claire McCaskill and people like Heitkamp and Manchin can all win, but it's it.
Heitkamp and Manchin sound like some niggas that make suitcases. what you feeling about Stacey Abrams and Andrew Gilliam? What you got on that?
The Abrams one is, that election already seems rigged.
You think she's gonna lose?
Well, what's his name? Kemp is already
He's,
I mean, he's the
suppressor.
He's the attorney general, and he's rigging the system. Right. They've purged how many voters from the system?
60,000 is the last count I saw.
Georgia, and like North Carolina, they're basically trying to kill democracy in those states. Mm. They're actively trying to disenfranchise every voter they can. Mm. Only, well, if you're a minority, that is. Mm-hmm. Like they're trying to take away votes from. Mm-hmm. Anyone who won't vote pure Republican.
I had a homie said it felt like 08 down there in Atlanta right now, but that's Atlanta. Well,
oh, like Obama?
Yeah.
I mean,
that, you know, Atlanta.
It felt like 08 when Keisha was running. they on the road.
Felt like 08 and 02 in Atlanta.
They on the road.
Gilliam, what you think? You think Gilliam going to take it?
Sorry, remind me which race that is?
Florida. Governor.
I don't know enough about Florida politics. I'm hoping that enough... Who knows? Maybe enough Puerto Ricans have moved to Florida after the hurricane and everything that can swing things democratically. That's my hope with Florida. But I honestly haven't looked enough into the polling there. Mm. Right. I've been following more. I follow more House and Senate races than I do governor and governor races.
Well, shit.
No doubt.
How about that? What you think, Ali? How you feel?
I'm rooting for everybody, black and fans.
Oh shit!
I think Abrams gonna take it in Georgia by a very, very, very slim type margin, like a very slim, just get through,
man.
After a recount and shit, that type shit.
Crazy. If that happens, that's gonna be so fire.
I think Gillum will get it. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? By a couple of points. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Not as close as Stacey.
Uh-huh.
And you know,
if you could go. To out of the three of those, if you could go to the celebration party of either three of those,
I'm going to the FAMU one.
You going I'm going taking to the FAMU.
I'm going to FAMU. You already know what that's going
to
be.
You already know what tent to hit and everything.
You know what I'm
saying? Huh?
That's that one. I'm going to the FAMU.
Going to stay at the A Loft.
You know what I'm saying? You know, Keisha going to show up. Everybody going to be there, man.
Yeah, man. Wow.
Stacey Abrams is going to show up. Oh, that's how live it's going
to
be.
It's a damn shame. Shit got to be live for motherfuckers to take part in the process.
Oh, shit.
Is it popping, though? What's it looking like? Nigga, come out. It's crazy. Oh, shit, man. I've been back and forth debating on buying a video game system again.
What kind?
It's getting to that level of my boredom again. You know, I don't know, man. I'm thinking PS4 just because that was the last thing I had.
They got a new one?
I think that's the latest one. PS4 is the latest one, and it's Xbox One.
PS4? We don't have a PS... I don't know.
That last I had was a PS3, which was years ago. Then they went... I mean, PS2, pardon. And you got the PS4, and then there's an Xbox One out there. I never really liked the Xbox, though.
Xbox, man. First of all, I don't play none of that shit.
Play none of that shit either, to be honest with you. I always think I'm going to be like more of a video game gamer. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I played a video game for about an hour, and I realized why I don't fuck with video games.
Video games take time, man. Video games, it's like making music. Like, you know, like, you need time in a day. But motherfuckers ain't fucking with you.
Right.
To really get into it.
Right.
I mean, who has that?
See, I be looking to video games just to escape. Like, you know what I mean? I want it to be a pure distraction. Like, while I'm ice, I got some shit I got to take it. Well, I got some time off. Rather than just fucking dwell on this, let me go play some video games for 30 minutes and just relax. But then what happens is you become so fucking frustrated at 30 minutes over this fucking game that don't mean shit in the real grand scheme of things.
Right.
And now you're angry.
Just now mad on shit. Top of mad.
Exactly. But I was thinking.
I mean, is there any particular game you're looking at?
There's a couple of new games. You know, anytime a new, you know, it's 2K19 season, so it's a lot of the new... new basketball game came out. Red Dead Redemption came out, part 2. And people going crazy like that. Nah. It's like, it's by Rockstar. So the same people that did Grand Theft Auto. So it's one of those like immersive games. Mm-hmm. A lot of killing, a lot of running around doing wild shit. And then I heard that Spider-Man game was pretty good.
Yeah, my son got that.
Yeah, I heard that was pretty good. But you know, like, I think I'm just getting, I just, I guess the algorithm is hitting me enough to where it's a lot of video game media coming my way where I'm like, I don't know, my birthday pass, I'm trying to figure out when I spend a couple of dollars and shit. I don't particularly need the video game, but I don't know.
So we had the Xbox first, then I think they got a PS4. It might be 3, I don't know.
Okay.
But my choice on the whole shit was strictly on, because I was a cord cutter.
Right.
Back then.
Oh, for the DVD?
From cable, you know what I'm saying?
No, but I mean, well, okay, so...
Like, you had the DVD, then you had... But you could watch different Netflix and shit like that through some of the gaming consoles.
Yeah, I heard.
And on the Xbox, you had to be a member of Gold to in order to stream the other shit. But then on the PS4, the PS3 or whatever it was free. You just download the app and then it's on. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, that was my decision right there.
Fuck, we gotta do all that.
Do this shit right here. Y'all could fuck that Xbox.
I qualified by buying this shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that was, you know what I mean, I was using the PS3 for just streaming different shit.
Yeah.
So
that's how my PS2 was just a DVD player.
Right.
That was it. After that, I. But anyway.
What's going on in your life, man?
That's it, man. Debating them getting a video game system. What else is going on, man? I've been watching I'm watching a lot of YouTube shit.
Right?
Yeah, I fuck with a lot of you. I mean, not a lot, but I like some of my favorite latest YouTube shows. Full Size Run. That's the Complex show. Mm-hmm. They do Full Size Run. It's three cast. Trinidad James. Well, Brendan Dunn, Matt Welty.
I saw Trinidad James somewhere where I was at.
He resurges. Recently. Full resurgence. He back.
Oh, in L.A. When I was in L.A. at the game, he was coming through.
Yeah, they got a show on there called Full Size Run. It's a sneaker show, but it's funny. It's like a funny show. It's edited. The editor got jokes, and they be plugging in little jokes there. Right. That shit funny.
Trinidad James was a funny cat.
Oh, yeah. Nah, he's funny, especially when he leaned in. You know what I mean? He leaned into it and, like, don't take it serious.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just go full character. It's better like that.
He can't rap for nothing, but...
Nah, but he can make a good song, though, because...
When he make a good song, it do be good, but he don't be on beat half the time.
I think what happened, my own thing was, I think, you know, he had gotten signed to Def Jam 1, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, Def Jam is one of those labels that pride themselves on being the hip-hop label, right?
Mm-hmm.
And... he wasn't the most rapping-ass rapper. He wasn't what you would call a Def Jam rapper.
Right.
And I think that shit got to him because he kind of became like the, not the scapegoat, but he became one of them people that, he became the poster child where people pointed to him like, this is what's wrong with hip-hop.
Right.
And it felt like he was just trying to have a good time with the shit.
Right.
And when niggas be like, when you just having a good time and now niggas say you was fucking the party up,
right,
you want to lead the party for a bit.
Right.
But for whatever reason, he back.
I mean, when Trinidad James came out,
mm-hmm.
it just happened all so fast. He didn't have enough history for nobody to do no research, and he had popped so quick
and so expensive. He got that million-dollar deal or something crazy.
But that song got so big so fast. I think that it was his first mixtape.
Yeah,
it just came out probably like 4 weeks earlier.
Yeah,
and the shit just went from 0 to 1,000 so quick that. You know, he just made decisions. The label just made decisions. Just, bah, 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 we want that song.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It was like they're calling it, you know, like they call it day trading artists.
Right.
That shit hit. Bow. You don't see a lot of that every so often. You see?
Every year you get half of one or one. Every 2 years you get one good one that comes along. Motherfucker just come out of nowhere with
what
that.
What was this year's? I mean, Bodak Yellow was maybe last year.
Bodak Yellow was last year.
What's this year's... out of the blue, living my best life.
Living my fucking best life.
That's it. Blast
exactly.
Off.
Exactly. Yeah,
yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? That shit went from internet to number one.
Yeah, blast, bang.
You know what I'm saying? Living
out of
my
nowhere.
Best life.
Yeah.
You know?
Man, it's a beautiful thing.
That's how it works. It's always something like that. And there's always an artist that come in the game like that.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, like back in the day, you could gamble on, okay, this song starting to crack locally in some local market in April.
Right.
By motherfucking October.
Right.
That's going to be that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You used to be able to bet money on that shit.
Yeah, that was the fun shit. When you say, uh-oh, this shit hard. Yeah. This shit gonna go. Like you see it in a regional situation. Yeah. You see it resounding. Uh-oh, this shit about to be a problem.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
That's that I'm getting it.
Yeah, the 2 Chainz shit?
The 2 Chainz shit. That shit right there, first time I heard it, I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
This motherfucker got one. And then I heard it in another market. I'm driving from New York to Atlanta, and I'm hearing it in every market going down. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
This shit is out of here.
Man, that was a good one.
This nigga finna make a few $1,000,000 this year.
It's about to change.
And then he took that shit way further than I would have ever thought.
Yeah.
But you could hear them that million, 2 million when you get that one good record, and you know that price finna go from 3,000 to 25,000 a show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's November, and then you know what I'm saying, you got the holidays about to hit, you got Super Bowl, All-Star. You see all them checks. Bing, 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 bing.
Nothing but runway.
That's runway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's always fun to see.
Yeah.
Oh man, what you been up to, man?
Man, I've been working, man. I've been working on a business plan for a new business. So that's been taking a lot of headspace, trying to do some disruption in the media space. So, been working a lot on that, thinking and looking at the space and seeing what's missing and what the fuck I could bring to the table and with through content through a media platform.
Mm.
So. Been working with that, you know, sitting with the professionals, getting some advice. And that's the hardest part of this shit is, you know what I'm saying, asking other people for help. You know what I'm saying? When you feel like, you ain't got it, I know. You know you got the basic idea, but then if you want to do it right, you got to get some fucking help.
Mm.
So it's been humbling myself and sitting down and, you know, really asking for help.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know. Like, you'd be like, you know what I'm saying, you don't really want to have to ask a motherfucker to meet up with you and shit. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing that type shit. Hey, you know.
Break bread, yeah.
Hey,
bread.
Man, hey. You got room on your schedule and shit?
It's not even that bad. Sit down, let's have a seat.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, in order to do it, you're going to need help.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do the shit by yourself and, you know. I've been doing a lot of shit, you know, been starting a lot of companies by myself. And, you know, I realized that in order to go to another place and get off the ground, I need to do it differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't really got much more room on the ground before I run off the side of the cliff. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Got to lift off.
Go for it.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got no more... I ain't got no more room to bump my head around the house. You know what I'm saying? My wife don't want to hear that shit about another another venture and shit. You know what I'm saying? You got room, so the shit got to work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
it'll work.
I'm in that space of how to make this shit work, man. Work.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? How to get out of the low level of, you know what I'm saying, what I perceive to be the low level of all this shit.
Mm.
I mean, even though you make your living and you know you live your life, but got to get out of the lowest space of it. Can't be complacent.
Trying to level up.
Trying to level up. All the cliches. You know
everything.
What I'm trying to get it. Trying to come up. Level up. You know what I mean? Whatever the fuck it is. When I was coming up in the 90s, it was coming up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Shit, nigga trying to come up, boy.
Blow up.
Nigga trying to come up. It was where I was from, it was come up. Uh-huh. Like, coming up is the number one topic.
Yeah.
Now it's level up or whatever fuck. Whatever it is, man, that's what I'm trying to do.
All of that shit, you know what I'm trying to do is all take that,
you know
what
I'm saying? And you know, that's always the case.
Yeah.
But it seems like it's a different kind of urgency to it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because you start to look at your mortality, you're like, shit, you know, be going downhill in a second as far as, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Age and life expectancy and shit,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So you ain't got no fucking time to waste, man. Ain't, you know, nobody trying to hit none of that shit, what you talking about?
Fuck it, go for it, man. Shit, because that's what it is. I was thinking about that shit. I was like, I was listening to this podcast, and this cat was talking about he had somebody, he commissioned somebody to write some shit, write his epitaph on his tombstone. I forgot what he wrote. But I was like, I would write on my shit, look, if you're not here, you still in the game. So go do it. Because that's real talk. Like, if you alive, you still got a shot, motherfucker.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, so shit. Until it's over, it ain't over. Speaking of other shit on YouTube, because I've been watching, GQ got some good shit. I watched the GQ 10 Essentials.
Mm-hmm.
Some silly shit, just distraction shit. And then they got these On the Rocks, which is motherfuckers talking about their insane jewelry. Mm-hmm. That's what it was, such and such chose off his insane jewelry collection. I'm not no big jewelry ass nigga. You know, I like one or two things. I'll definitely want one chain and a nice watch. After that, I'm done. I don't need a whole lot of clank, 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 clank.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just interesting to watch cats. They had Slick Rick on the latest one.
Mm-hmm.
And
this is GQ.
This is GQ. And you hear Slick Rick talk about his jewelry and shit. You would think it's going to be a little bit more deeper than what it is, but it is just niggas want to shine. You know what I mean? It's like this shit was big and it was as big as fuck. And he had one shit that looked like a Cartier. And nigga was like, is that a Cartier? He said, nah, this is a Bronxier. So that shit was
watch or a chain?
It was the watch. Okay. That shit wasn't, you know. And that's the other shit. Some of that shit don't be real. You can hear the shit clink, 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 clink.
At least not real, as in brand real.
It's a show. It's just some of that shit is show pieces.
It's hollow.
It's hollow than a motherfucker. But it's a different. But for that era, it was everything.
Right.
He was saying that. He was like, you know, like the new era, chains are a lot more expensive. He was like, the shit is a lot, they cost more. It's a lot of smaller pieces, but you spent a lot of money. He said, you know, back in my day, you know, it's a lot of plates. Right. You know what I mean? You dip this. Right. You know what I mean? This shit. Yeah, he was dead ass. Like,
damn,
so
Slick Rick.
No, it was transparent.
Damn,
he almost took his patch off.
It was dipped.
No, he didn't, nigga, it was behind all the way the curtain.
Damn.
And then, yeah.
That hurts your childhood.
Kind of.
Like, damn, Slick.
Kinda, if you don't want to know the real, maybe don't watch this.
I'm going to watch it, but God. I'll give you 10 carat, you know what I'm saying, on the hollow chain with the big plate on it, but the dip.
Yeah, it was like, look, this shit is all yellow. And I dipped this shit, rose gold. I dipped this is platinum. That look better. I said, oh, shit. Slick Rick. Slick Rick says shit.
But you know, again, it's costume jewelry for Slick. I mean, it's a show, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's the show.
I wonder if that's what he was doing back then when he was young.
Well, he talked about it all. He was like, you know, he said back in the days, because he put his shit out. He said back in the days, cats used to, first of all, he set it off like, he said, look, before me and Rakim, it wasn't nobody else. He said, only motherfucker that was fucking with us was Mr. T. We was looking at Mr. T. That was it. And I was like, all right, fair enough. You know what I mean? Say that. And then he was like, he's putting his jewelry down. He was like, you know, back in the day, used to kind of, it was like a collective. You might, yo, homie, let me rock that. I got to shoot. So niggas would be like, that ain't all your jewelry. He said, you know, back then it might have been true.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's interesting because it shows how much or how iconic one or two photo shoots can be,
because
you'll think that's how the motherfucker was all the time. Because then he brought you through it, you know, because he's telling you this whole shit. He was like, you know, when I first started off, I only had this one chain, I had a little watch, and I had this ring. And I wore this together, but if I put it together, it looked like something as I got. And it was like, to see Slick Rick with just some regular ass jewelry, you're like, oh shit, you don't remember that. Right. And then you see Slick with his whole shit on. It was interesting. They got other cats. They got Quavo on there. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they got a bunch of ball players. that shit is just it's just funny. You know what I mean? And then what other shit have I been fucking with, man? I'll be on that YouTube, cause like you, I'm about to get explorative on this YouTube again. Okay. But I'm just trying to figure out. I'm watching a lot of different shit. I can't think of anything else though. Off the top of the head. I tweeted this shit. It took me 25 years to realize Carlito's Way is trash. And I don't want to say trash.
You just watched it?
I'm speaking Twitter. No. I watched it before.
Right, but why? What was the discovery?
Have you rewatched it?
I mean, not in 8-9 years or some crazy shit like that.
You got to rewatch it.
I mean, it was never like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't exciting in no shape or fashion.
I guess I remember it in the same pantheon as like Goodfellas.
No.
Nowhere near. Because you got Pacino, you got Sean Penn, you got John Leguizamo, you got Louis you got good motherfuckers.
But you had the hype. You know, I remember it being hype because you got, you know what I'm saying, Al Pacino back in the gangster movie in the Bronx, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's about to be the New York Scarface and shit. But then he ain't even that kind of character, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, you know, it was no real payoff in Carlito's. It was just all down here. It was like good times for a gangster.
It was, because I remember the shit pissed me off the first time I saw it, because you seen it coming. You shouldn't have went out like that. Had you handled your business... This shit could have all been avoided. So at the end of that 2 hours, even back then, I felt upset with Pacino. Like, damn, you fucked up. But I was like, I took it as a gem.
Right.
You know what I mean? Don't sleep on, you know what I mean, the next generation or whatever.
Right.
When I watch it now.
But he was just trying to be so out of the game, you know what I mean?
But you can't be in and out at the same time. It's either you're going to be out and all the way out, but you're not all the way out. You like the fact. Because your cousin or your little homie was like, yo, when I pull up with you, nigga, they going to go crazy. They don't know who I am. No, Carlito Brigante, they know you. He show up. Oh, shit. Now everybody got to get shot. And now he back in the game. Fresh out of jail, back in the fucking front. Fresh out the, what they say, out the pan, into the fire. But what killed me more than anything is it's too much narration. This shit could have been a podcast. This nigga, all he doing, and then what I was thinking, it's like, dog, like, act. Like, let the shit, you don't have to narrate this entire movie.
That was the director's technique. I mean.
Then Jay-Z done fucked it up, because I'm waiting for the beat to drop.
Right, Jay-Z fucked it up.
Somewhere. You're like, okay.
I'm reloading.
Come on, Jay.
I mean, you know, it never had any shining moments.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It was nothing that stood out where you remember the shit.
Right.
I just remember it being disappointed him on the motherfucking stretcher at the end with the lights going.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Every time I'm in the train station, I see the lights passing by. I was like, oh, shit, Carlito. Didn't make it on the train.
No, he didn't.
So... it is what it is.
It wasn't
Goodfellas, definitely. That's for sure.
Oh, well, definitely in Goodfellas.
Goodfellas is a watch every time I see it.
That's one of my favorite movies of all time.
They do some narration in that shit too, though.
Yeah, but it's good. It's sparing. But he narrates
the shit out of that movie.
I like a good. There's certain shit. Shawshank Redemption does a lot of narration. You know what I mean? There's good narration. Wonder Years got good narration, but sometimes it was just overbearing. It's right. Like, all right, my guy, we get it.
My guy?
We get it. We see where you're going with this. I was thinking, all right, we cleared up.
I went back and watched Which Way Is Up.
Oh, the old Richard Pryor?
Richard Pryor joint.
Is that the one where he play all the characters?
Yeah, he play all the characters. I saw that, and then I saw, this is my first time watching Cotton Comes to Harlem.
I don't think I've ever seen that. Who's in that? Who's in Cotton Comes to Harlem?
I don't know all the names, man. I don't know none of the names.
Nobody of note?
It's they were of note, but they were before my time, so I don't really know their names. You know what I'm saying? So you had the real good-looking black dude who played the main character, and I don't know his name, but he... You know what I'm saying? You've seen him. He always play a good-looking black dude.
The good-looking black dude. He was like
the
white guy.
The Idris Elba of his time and shit.
Okay. He played Cotton?
Nah, see, that's what I thought Cotton was a character. Cotton not even a character in the movie.
Oh, like, Cotton is
Cotton
money?
Is something that happened in the movie where they hid the money in the bell of Cotton. And then, you know what I'm saying, then this lady turned that shit into a play called Cotton Comes to Harlem.
Wow.
So it was about a dude running basically like a cult religious thing, and he was like the leader, and he was taking up money to go take everybody to Africa. That's what he was preaching.
Okay.
And everybody was giving him the money, and then he raised all his money. Then he set up this fake robbery, And then that's how the whole shit started. Then, you know, the police was on to him. But it's a comedy. So it's not even like a serious movie. I thought it was like a serious, like, yeah, action, blaxploitation action movie. But yeah, it was like a comedy. Uh-huh. And then I didn't know Ozzie Davis wrote and directed that shit. Dope. You know what I'm saying? So that shit was a trip watching it with that perspective.
It was on TV or you went?
No, I went. I was floating through the TV, through the Apple TV, nothing to watch, all these different fucking situations. Mm-hmm. Amazon Prime, Stars, uh-huh, fucking HBO, yeah, Now, right, Netflix. I couldn't find nothing that I wanted to watch.
Right.
And then I found that on Stars.
Oh.
I think it was Stars, yeah.
So they got some blaxploitations on Stars?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, when you go deep, like, usually what happens is you open these shits up and you see what's on the front page, then you hit the one scroll,
right,
and the two scroll, then be like, okay, that's what I'm going to watch that shit. Or you go there for a specific reason.
Right.
Like, you don't never really, I don't really be doing, like, a deep investigative search of what's really going on in the backstages of these platforms. Hmm. But they do have some shit back there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they be at. What I do, I just, I typically Google best things on Netflix, whatever the month is, right, and then that shit breaks down the list, and you go off of that. Or you could just, yeah, sometimes you could get on your little digging in the crate shit. Right. Yeah, because then you might come across a gem, like, oh, shit. Like, they put Black Panther on Netflix on the low.
Nah, that shit...
No, I mean,
it was like, if that week when it came out, it was like all over. It was like, as soon as you open Netflix,
I feel like
it was
the week it came out, like, typically it'd be like that whole little thing where they tell you all of the new shit. I feel like I had to go, like a page, and Black Panther was in the cut behind some other shit.
You must have a fucked up algorithm. Yeah, what y'all be watching over there?
I got the right wing algorithm, yeah, like, do.
Yeah, I be watching French, art movies,
exactly,
and shit. I actually like that movie.
Amelie?
Yeah, I like that.
I don't think I've ever watched it all the way through, but I'm going to tell you something about Netflix. I got so much potential in my Netflix queue. Like, there's mad movies that at some point in life, I'm going to check them out. Right. But until then, and I always go through the queue, and I don't want to see them shits at all. Because I've never gotten to them. Like, now let me see what else is out here. Right. I got, like, Netflix ADD. I watch a movie for the screen, the credits to come up, and I'll be like, to see this shit. I don't got 2 hours for this shit. I watch BoJack Horseman.
Damn.
BoJack Horseman, good to the motherfucker though. Have you ever watched it?
Nah, I just see the ads.
That's
crazy
funny.
ass.
That shit's funny. Yeah.
Yeah, so I was doing that, investigating my Netflix and shit. Mm-hmm. My wife be watching these movies and shows. She like tormented white people.
Okay.
On her.
So what's that?
On her entertainment.
Like, what's the latest tormented?
I started noticing it when she was watching Shameless. And then, you know, she watched, you know what I'm saying, shows like that. You know what I mean?
Hilarious. Yeah.
So then she was watching, The Romanoffs or some shit like that.
Okay.
On Amazon. Uh-huh. And that shit is, it's like, I don't know if it's a miniseries or whatever it is, but each episode is like an hour and a half. So that's like a fucking full movie for
that's
an episode.
A lot.
You know,
yeah,
what I'm saying? And none of the shits are the same. It's like all different standalone pieces,
yeah, yeah,
about that one family. People are aligned with or related to the Romanoffs and shit. Mm-hmm. So I caught an episode of that, and I was like, I ain't got to watch another one of these.
It was too much.
I mean, it's just too much of a commitment. Then it ain't like if it's like, you know how like Black Mirror is all different and, you know, yeah, but it's an hour, you know, might be 45 minutes, 50 minutes or some shit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You in and you out, you know what I mean? All right, that one wasn't good, but most of them be good. Mm-hmm. I did that long-ass hour and a half movie. I can't binge that shit. I'm like, man, I'm done.
That's a lot.
Because then it was like, you know what I'm saying, it went off the rails, and I probably caught one of the good ones or whatever. My wife said the first one was good, but we was watching this one.
And they not linked at all, really.
No, not only through the family, the old Russian family, that Romanovs, that was like rulers in whenever time, uh-huh, that got legendarily killed off.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess each episode is supposed to be somebody that's linked to that family or related to that family and shit.
Mm. My lady was watching House on Haunted Hill on Netflix. One of these little, it's like a one of them Netflix series, but it's like a haunted, like a horror joint. Mm-hmm. But it's a horror miniseries. Mm-hmm. And it was a little, I wasn't watching it. I was like in the room every so often and I'd catch a little line or two. They was trying to do a lot of shit. Like, it was too many layers to it. There's like some mental health shit going on, and there's like some drug addiction shit going on. Like, it was so many. Typically, when you watch a horror film, it's like, it's about killing. It's about some horror shit, and everything else is superficial. It's like, okay, they at the campgrounds, or this person, oh, they stayed too long in the library. But mm-hmm. the plot is flimsy as fuck.
Right.
It's time the plot be like so you so deep into the plot you forget, oh shit, niggas get killed on this shit. Like,
oh blah.
You like, I hope he get his life together. The next thing you know, motherfucker gets stabbed in the head. But that didn't really I forget what that was going on. It was a little too what's the word? For my side, obviously I wouldn't sit down from it, but it was just it's a little too heady. It wasn't a whole lot of shit going on. If it's going to be some horror, I need to see not Saw-level gore, but I need people to get killed every so often. You know what I mean? That's what you're signing up for.
No doubt. You know what I mean? Word.
It is, man.
There it is. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, man, my son voted today for the first time.
Oh, word?
Yeah, so that was exciting.
Absentee?
He might have registered down there.
Okay.
He might be a Virginia voter.
Interesting.
Probably need his vote down
there. Hell yeah. Probably pay for that shit. Like, yo, we'll give you this if you stay here with us.
You know what I'm saying?
That's dope. He excited?
I mean, he posted on Instagram. He was smiling and shit. I haven't talked to him yet.
Okay.
I got it from my wife. She was, you know, she was geek.
Uh-huh.
She was like, oh, look at our baby. You mm-hmm. know, voted. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But it's, you know, it's a testament to being away from home, around other motherfuckers, other kids, and, you know, just being around an environment that's about education and, you know what I'm saying, everybody trying to get to success and all that shit.
It feeds your
whole
shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't have a conversation with him, and I thought about it this morning, like, damn, you know what I'm saying?
You ain't even need to.
It's like, you know, damn, I ain't had no conversation with him about it. You know what I mean? And then, you know, on voting day, it's kind of late to be like, hey, you should get out there and vote and do your thing and, you know, be a part of this process.
Right.
So, I was like, damn, fuck that up. But then he came through on his own with the voting sticker. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know.
That's dope.
It is. I mean, but I don't remember my first time voting. Or for what. I just remember thinking that my vote didn't count for a very long time.
I remember maybe thinking that. I've always felt like, not felt like defeated, like the vote don't count. I mean, I do think my vote count, right? I'm like, yo, my vote count. But it's only one vote. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I participated. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not, when they say just every vote counts, I don't think we've seen enough, or I don't think I've seen enough where it's like, where it came down to, oh, it only came down to one or two. Like, for real, it came down to one and two votes. They're like, oh, shit.
Them damn Bush elections.
You know, that shit got a little convoluted. You know, yeah.
Them Bush elections when they was doing all kind of crazy shit.
But I think I've been voting ever since I could vote. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I remember voting since I was 18, but it's just like that shit.
It was something to do.
It wasn't even like we ain't had no hot candidates and shit. It wasn't like, you know what I'm saying? It was still like the good old boys club, like, you know what I mean? Didn't feel like nobody was speaking of no issues that I really gave a fuck about.
Right. Voting ain't super get hot to like vote or die. When vote or die started, that's where it gotta go. Like, it's either party or nigga vote or die. That's what it's gotta be to get motherfuckers involved. It's gotta be that high stakes.
Puff brought that shirt back for the fan you shit.
Did he?
Yeah,
that shirt was fire.
They had on all of them had on the vote or die shits.
That shit was fire.
His whole crew, him, his sons, and then, you know,
that shit was a movement.
Yeah, vote or die.
Vote or die was a movement, man. That's when Diddy was doing all types of shit, running the marathon and all of that shit.
Yeah, he took the baton from. That's when Russell Simmons tried to get it first.
Oh yeah,
try to be a, you know, voice of the
right
get out and vote movement. It was Russell Simmons for a while. He was doing the Rock the Vote and all that shit. and then Rap the Vote. Remember,
right.
Remember it was Rap the Vote.
I remember that, yeah.
Rap the Vote, and then Puff came with the Vote or Die.
Man, it was out of here.
Yeah.
Because then he did the Vote or Die campaign, 10-page spread, with Al Sharpton in the motherfucking Vote or Die, the Sean John spread.
Right.
With all types of people in the Vote or Die t-shirt. It became a movement.
The spread, man. Yeah. Man, they don't have that shit no more.
Not like they used to.
You know what I'm saying? Where your magazine spread could become a movement.
Yeah.
You know? You got to do that shit online now.
Yeah. Never. Enough yesteryear.
I thought you was into the goddamn nostalgia.
Sometimes.
You feel like, oh, motherfucker.
Yeah, man. We got to live in this moment, man.
We are in this moment. I'm just, you know, just putting a little context.
That's true. Vote or Die. You remember Vote or Die, Matt?
I remember it, but it's been a... I'm a little bit younger than you guys.
I know, man. That's why I asked you. But you remember, I just wanted to know if it was even in your zeitgeist. Alright, man. Anyway, where you gonna be this week?
I'm gonna be on the Instagram.
You'll be on the gram?
At Mr. Muhammad. On Twitter at Mr. Muhammad. You know what I'm saying? Holla at you. Hey man, we got new graphics.
Yeah.
So
check that out.
We post that up on the gram. Y'all see that on my gram right now.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
That's that.
And then shit, I'll be right back here.
All right, that's what it is. Tonight I'm on Comedy Knockout, 11 p.m. True TV. What else am I doing? I'll be back here next week. And until then, tell a friend and tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation.
Yeah.
Conversation.